You know, I think that when it comes to Yom Kippur and it comes to tshuva, I think there's an ingredient that we may be missing in order to appreciate, to understand, and to relate to this concept of tshuva. You know, the Gemara relates the story that a goy came to Hillel and asked him to teach him Kol HaTorah Kula while he was standing al regel achas, on one foot. And Hillel said to him, Mada luchsani l'chavruch l'isavid, that which is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Se Kol HaTorah Kula, this is the whole Torah, v'idich pirusha, the rest is just explanation. Zil gemar, now go and learn, go and study. And Rashi in the first pshat says, Mada luchsani l'chavruch l'isavid, that refers, chavruch, your friend, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reyachov reyovich al tazif. And it seems from Hillel's statement, comment, response to the goy, is that the entirety of Kol HaTorah Kula is really having the appropriateness and the appropriate boundaries and the appropriate connection with your best friend, with your friend, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my friend, that there's a relationship between me and him, that I have responsibilities in that relationship. That's really what Kol HaTorah is, Kol HaTorah Kula is about. And Rashi even explains, you know the pain of a friend that disappoints you. Don't disappoint him. Don't fall short in your responsibilities to him. Don't take him for granted. So it's all about relationship with Hashem. And the truth of the matter is, we can't possibly begin to talk about tshuva, returning to Hashem, unless we're returning to some relationship. Because it's like, return to Him. V'shav to ad Hashem elikecho. Return to Hashem. But like, well, returning means we were there. We had something, now we're going back. Well, what are we going back to? How do you return to Hashem? Physically, there's no return. It's no physical, corporal being. So it's only that we return and reconnect in that relationship. So therefore, I thought it would be important to try to discuss a little bit some of the parameters of that relationship to maybe help us at least to understand what this concept of tshuva is all about. And I think that one of the strongest expressions of this relationship is in the Hakdama to Rashi in Shir HaShirim, where Rashi speaks about the moshel of the Chosan and Kalo, the husband and wife, that were deeply in love, and they became estranged. Whatever it is, she must have acted inappropriately, and he had to send her out. But Rashi describes that love from both of them. He craves her, the relationship with her once again, despite the fact that she acted inappropriately. And she craves that relationship with him, despite the fact that he rejected her and, you know, asked her to leave. And that they're awaiting the time. They're craving to reconnect. And he says that's really the... the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Golus, that despite the fact that he sent us out of Eretz Yisrael, destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh, and here we are so many years in Golus, his love for us is as acute as ever, and our love for him is deep, despite the fact that we don't see him as actively as we saw in our past, as actively we saw in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't see ourselves as so deeply in love with him. But he says, those feelings are there. Those cravings to reunite are still there, and they're alive and well from both sides. And I think it's very important to understand, to appreciate that, in order to appreciate the process of tshuva. Not only that, Shlomo HaMelech continues in Shir HaShirim, and describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu bangs on the door, ki'ilu, kaviyochel, to invite us back into his life. It's in the fifth perek, I believe. In the fifth perek, I believe, it says, It says that the moshel is the chosen is coming to reconnect with his kala, with his wife, and he bangs on the door. He says, "Pischili achoisi rayosi yoinosi samosi shereishi nimla toltol." He says, "I beg you," uses four lotions of endearment. "I beg you, please let me back into your life. I've come in the dew of the night. It's wet. It's damp. It's miserable out here. Let me back into your life." She answers him very callously, "I've gotten undressed and I'm not going to get dressed again to open the door for you. I've washed my feet and I'm not going to dirty my feet to get off the bed to open the door for you." And all of a sudden, she sees his hand. Until now, she just heard his voice. She sees something. She sees his hand through the window. Umei homu alof. And Rashi explains, and the next pasuk says, "Kam tia nilav soich ledoidi." I jump up to open the door for him. And Rashi says, "Belev chofetzu v'nefesh chofetzu." With a passionate heart, with a desirous nefesh, she's craving him. A minute ago, she was so rotten, mean, callous. Poshati es kutonti, rochatzti es raglai. And a second later, all she did is now, besides hearing his voice, she saw his hand, and may I homo all of everything churns inside with love. And she jumps up to open the door for him. And obviously, that love was there all the time. Because if it wasn't there all the time, then the difference between the voice and just seeing his hand, whatever that represents in the, in the real life, but wouldn't make that difference. The love is there. And here you see a very interesting thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu banging on the door, banging, pischili, begging, pischili, achoisi, rayosi, samosi, yoinosi. And Chazal even say, That in the Medrash says right over there, based on that posuk, that's where Chazal say, "Pischuli Pesach kechudoy shel machat, v'ani eftach lochem Pesach kepischuy shel ulam." Hashem says, "Open the door, open just a little crack, a little crack. All I ask you is just open a little, like the eye of a needle, and I'll push my way in. I'll make it happen. I'll reconnect with you. We will. I'll make the tshuva. I'll make the return. I'll make the reunion. I'll make the reuniting happen." Just open up, he begs, open the door ever so slightly. She refuses, but then eventually she sees something, some stimulus, some inspiration, something happens, and everything turns around because deep down, that love is there. He's begging for it, and she's craving for it. Now, he, of course, refers to the Nevi'im are coming in the name of Hashem. It refers to Hashem is begging, "Please let me back in your life." And Klal Yisrael is refusing, but is really inside, just feeling it buried so deep because of the wounds of the separation. But when she sees his hand, then she just wakes up and everything churns inside, and she jumps up with a lev sholim with an nefesh chafetza, instantaneously from the poshatri es kutonti rochatzti es raglei echocha atanfeim. I'm not going to dirty my feet to let you in. All of a sudden, belev sholim with an nefesh chafetza.
Rabbi, shouldn't it be the other way around?
And the point there is that one would think, hey, we've been the ones who distanced ourselves, and we should certainly be begging to come back. But the beauty and the reality is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is begging us. In fact, listen to this. This is the first parak, the first paragraph in the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Shari Tshuva. Min ha-toiv es ha-shahitiv Hashem yisborach im beruach. This is one of the great toivas, the good that Hashem has given to the creation. Ki heichi lohem ha-derech la'os yitoch pachas ma'aseim ve'lonus mipach b'shem. He set the way for us to get out of the depths of the lowliness and run away from our mistakes. Lachsoich nafsho minei shachas v'lohoshu me'aleim apoy. Says to take themselves out of destruction, of devastation, and to remove Hashem's anger. V'limdom v'hishirom lo shuv elof. And he taught us, and he warned us, do tshuva, come back. He's telling us to come back. L'roiv tuva v'yoshua, because he's so good and so straight. Ki hu yoda ritzum, because he knows we have a yetzorah. He made a yetzorah for us, and that, of course, we get so that we get schar for the good we do, but he knows that the yetzorah sometimes wins. Tev yoshua Hashem al kiruch tach. V'imhir bo lifshoya v'limroid. We ignore him. He's begging, come back. I gave you this mitzvah. I said, "V'shavta ad Hashem elokecha." But and we continue doing pesha, rebelliousness, v'limroid, a rebellious, u'beged begdim lila, and we're beged, we're betraying him. Lo yisoga ba'adam dal se tshuva. Yeah, doesn't close that door, leaves that door open. Shenemar shuvu la asher hemiku sor v'nemar shuvu bonim shevovim erpo mishuva yiseichem. He says, I beg you, come back. I'll take care of you. I'll make it possible for you. Shuvo elai, or shuvo aleichem. So it's on the one hand, you're right, that we are the ones that have to come back. But if we look at the fact how he stands there, how he begs us, he's banging on the door, please let me back. He says, open up ever so slightly, like the pisch, like the chudei shel machat, like the eye of a needle, and just let me in and I will do the rest. Habo letayer, Chazal say, mesayin lo. One who comes to purify himself, Hashem will help him. Bederech shodem rotze leilech, melichen oisoy. He wants to go, bederech atshuva, Hashem will lead him himself that way. So if we have that kind of a sense of what, how much it means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochu, and how much he begs us and wants us and craves for us to return to him, it should make that return that much easier. Because what tends to happen is, you know, and we have this in real life too, if somebody betrays a relationship, so besides the fact that the one who is betrayed is angry and really doesn't want to have any part of this relationship, but the betrayer himself finds it difficult to reconnect, because I know I betrayed you. I know I acted inappropriately. I know I cheated, and therefore I'm embarrassed and I can't come back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait for us to overcome that embarrassment. He begs us. He begs us. He says, please come back, come back. V'shavto ad Hashem elokecha. But not only does he beg us to come back, does he bang on the door and say, please let me back? Does he say, open it up just ever so slightly and I will take care of the rest and open it up? But he says, I will help you too. We ask Hashem from Slichas every day, Hashiveinu Hashem Melecho V'no Shuva. We say it every day, actually. Hashiveinu Avinu Serasecho V'Kroveinu V'Lavidasecho V'Hachzireinu B'Tshuva Shleim L'Fadecho. You return us, B'Tshuva. What do you mean, you return us? You got to do it. No. All we have to do is start. Because I guess it could be said fairly that he wants it even more than we want it. And no matter how much we want it, he wants it more. And when we don't want it so much, he still wants it. And we ask, he says, help me to do it. I don't know where to begin, but if you help me to do it, then I'll be able to do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that that's what it's all about. If we make that effort, he will reconnect, and ultimately we will be able to enjoy that relationship. We have to constantly remember that when we talk about Hashem in human terms, the reason that we do that is because we have no other way to talk about Hashem. The only way we can possibly understand Hashem is in human terms. And the Torah itself talks about the Yad Hashem, talks about Hashem Rachum Vechanun Erech Hapayim, talks about all things in human terms, because it's only in human terms that human beings can understand anything. The Rambam's Loshon is Mahu Nikro Rachum Afato Heye Rachum. Just as Hashem is called merciful, what does that mean? His acts are acts that would be looked at as merciful acts, but in reality, he doesn't have emotion, he doesn't have a heart, he doesn't have a hand, the Yad Hashem, he doesn't, you know, we're dealing with a concept that's beyond our comprehension. However, we talk about it, so it's the equivalent of this thing. In other words, we have to look at Hashem as if he's chalishing. Please, I want that relationship again. I want that relationship again. And if you want an extreme example, probably the most extreme example, and if Rashi didn't say it mafurish, I don't know if anyone would be allowed to even say such a thing. In Shir HaShirim, there's a posuk where Hashem says, the chosen says to the kala, the husband says to the wife, Hosei b'yeinayich minegdi shehem hirivuni. Turn your eyes away from me because I get overwhelmed when I see the beauty of your eyes. And Rashi says that Hashem is speaking to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying to them that in the first Beis HaMikdosh, I allowed you to have the Oron, the Kapiris, and the Kruvim, and I saw you in your full spiritual glory, and it caused me a Chiba Yisera. I loved you beyond what I should have, Kavi Yochol, whatever that means, Ad Shema Altembi. And because of that, you rebelled against me. Because Chiba Yisera, I guess, when there's too much, you take it for granted. You know, like, oh, he loves me so much, and it started already to cheat on the system. So he says, in the second Beis HaMikdosh, I'm not going to give you the Oron, the Kapiris, and the Kruvim, and I think there's two other things. Why? Because I'm afraid it'll cause me a Chiba Yisera. It'll cause me to love you beyond the right amount that I should, and that'll cause you again to rebel. I never heard such a thing in my life. This is after the Churban Bayis Rishon. This is after the Klal Yisrael violated that relationship with Hashem. And now the Golos, they're coming back to finally coming back to Eretz Yisrael with a lot of burdens, spiritual burdens and other things. And they're coming back, and Hashem says, I can't let you have in this Beis HaMikdosh the full spiritual glory because I'm afraid I will lose control of my love, and I'm going to love you this Chiba Yisera, uncontrollable love, and you'll rebel against me. So Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, when I see you in the Beis HaMikdosh, in your full spiritual glory, I lose control. I lose control. I can't control my Kavi Yochel. I can't control my Kavi Yochel as if I just can't stop loving you. And I know that it's going to be too much, and I know that that's going to hurt you, but I won't be able to control myself, Kavi Yochel, and therefore, I can't let you have that, so I shouldn't come to that. Now, obviously, Hashem can control himself. Hashem controls everything. And we're not talking about human feelings. But Chazal wanted us to understand, you know how much love Hashem has for Klal Yisrael? To the extent that he looks at it as uncontrollable. He's afraid he can't control himself in that love if he sees us in our full spiritual glory. So if you want to have a picture of what that relationship is, not only from our side, or maybe even more, from his side, look at that. Think of that love. He describes it at times as uncontrollable. The Rambam says like this, Bizman hazeh she'ein beis hamikdosh kayom. Today, when we have no beis hamikdosh, ve'ein lonu mizbeach kapora. We don't have a mizbeach to do kapora, to bring atonement with karbonos and so forth. Ein shom elo tshuva. There's only tshuva. Hatshuva mechaperes al kol ho avoinois. On everything, yeah, it's mechaper and everything. Afilu rosho kol yomov, he's a rosho his whole life. Also tshuva b'achroino, and at the very last moment he does tshuva. Ein maskirin loy shum dover meirishoy. It will not even be mentioned. Ein maskirin loy anything shum dover meirishoy. That's the koyach of tshuva. The koyach of tshuva has a tshuva. That's what we say. Hashem is. No, he say over in Bopesha v'chato v'nake. Nake, we say he removes the stain. That's what the Bali Musa explained. As if you give it to dry cleaning, and when the dry, you know, you put a little water on it, you still see a little stain underneath. You give it to the dry cleaner with all their chemicals, and it's clean through and through. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to chatoim. So it's a terrible mistake to look at it that, oh, it can't be, and I'm helpless, and this, it's not true. The power of tshuva is there. The only thing the Rambam says, that those things make it difficult, but certainly not. He says, Beferish, he says, Afal pi sheba akvin es ha-tshuva, ein moinin es ha-tshuva. And that's that. Okay, I just want to... Oh, so wait a second. So Benon Machaveru, excuse me. Benon Machaveru is a very good question, but Benon Machaveru says, it says... Averish Yom HaKippur, Averish Beinodom, Averish Beinodom Mokom, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. That's the lotion of the Mishnah. Averish Beinodom Machaveroi, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Shiratzes Chaveroi. But the pshat in that is, because in Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, part of the process of tshuva is twofold. Restitution. Restitution means giving it back. If I stole something, I have to return it. If I, whatever it is, I have to make good. And I have to ask mechila. Because that's part of the whole shiloh, whether that's really, could the other guy can really be meichel, or whether it's just part of the chelke hatshuva, that just like you have to give back, you also have to smooth out the relationship. So that you have to, but that's a separate thing, but that's all part of the tshuva. Of course, bein olam lachaveiro, you can't do tshuva the way you do bein olam lamokum. Bein olam lamokum, the tshuva is very simple. It's between you and Hashem. Bein olam lachaveiro, you have to, you know, correct the situation. But the work, but the process of tshuva remains. So I just want to conclude with one thing. And I think it's really, really very critical. I think that if we wish to even begin the process, in other words, we talk about tshuva as charota, I regret what I did, as asivas hachet, I make up my mind, I'm not going to do this again, as Kabbalah ala osid, that I accept upon myself, I'm not going to do this, and so forth. But we sometimes forget, and then there's vidui, of course, but we sometimes forget that what we're really doing is returning to Hashem, is resurrecting, if you will. Sometimes it needs a resurrection, a tchias hamesim, because it seems so forgotten, but we're resurrecting that relationship, we're reestablishing, we're reconnecting. And if we forget that, then it could be that the chelke hatshuva we may be cognizant of, harota, oh yeah, I regret what I did wrong. Yisivis hachet, okay. Kabbal, all critical, vidu, yes. But I have to remember that the tshuva is v'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. I have to reestablish that relationship. Now, there's one more aspect about that. And that is that when we talk about relationship with Hashem, the whole process of tshuva becomes less overwhelming. Because there's a goal. And the goal is that reconnection. And the protim shouldn't be overwhelming, because yes, the protim are difficult, but when I have that goal in mind and that's what I'm trying to accomplish, then I have something real. I want to connect, I want to reconnect. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says that even if a person is just correcting one shortcoming, one mistake, one chet that he does, one ovoing, one aveira that he does, but he's working on that to change, to do tshuva. He calls him begeder oisin tshuva. He's in that category. He's in that class. Mm-hmm. He's under that categorization of doing tshuva. And he, which means is, he's in the process of returning to Hashem. Now, the longer the distance, the further I've distanced myself, the longer the process to return. But once a person starts, the relationship is being rejuvenated. It's in motion. It's in process. It's almost as if, you know, to form a relationship with a friend, with another human being, it doesn't happen. We don't become tight like this overnight. It's a process. Again, we meet again, we have an interaction again, and another positive interaction. And that's what we have to do in the process of tshuva. But as long as we begin that process, we're in the process of v'shavto ad Hashem lekecho. We're in that gather, and we can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashiveinu Hashem elecho v'noshuva. I just want to conclude with a word that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says. He says, what's the hemshich between Hashiveinu Hashem elecho, Hashem elecho v'noshuva, v'chadish yameinu kikedem? Renew our days like the days of the Beis HaMikdosh. So he says like this. He says, in the days of the Beis HaMikdosh, tshuva was much easier. You could go to the Kehanim, you could go to the Nevi'im. People even had private Nevi'im, the Goyin says. And they tell you, hey, listen, you, I know exactly what you have to do. I know exactly. Do A, B, C, D. Maybe they said Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. But this is what you have to do. I know exactly. I'm telling you how to do Tshuva. I'm the Novi, I'm the Kohen, I have the Urim, Vetumim, Chveis we had. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash today. We're confused. How do I go about the process? What do I do? And the Rebbe Yisrael says, that's what we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'no shuva. Bring us back. Help us to do tshuva. We don't know where to begin. We don't know where to start. We don't even know where to go. Everything's upside down. Chadesh Yomeinu Kekedem. Renew those days when we'll be able to do the true tshuva with the proper guidance of the Nevi'im and of the Kohanim and in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the meantime, we ask Hashem. And if we ask Hashem, then Hashem, since He Himself is the one who told us, Veshav to Ad Hashem Elokecha, and He said and He promised, Shuvu Eilai V'Shuva Aleichem, and by attempting the process, by beginning the process, and by asking Hashem to help us, which is also part of the process, we can be sure that just as we open that pischoy shel machat, that little sliver of an eye of a needle, He will open up the floodgates and bring us in and help us to do tshuva.